TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Yeah.
So they had a mystery that was just solved in Minneapolis on the east side, where some residents were reporting injured squirrels. Like, there were several injured squirrels that ended up dying when the Department of Natural Resources and all found them. And then they got an anonymous tip that said that there was a guy hunting squirrels with blow darts.
Oh, my God.
Well, it says trying to hunt squirrels with blow darts. So I guess, you know, he just injured a couple. They ran away. But that made the big news.
Yeah.
Where do you get blow dart gun?
I don't even know what a blow dart is. Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a giant spitball.
Ew.
But with sharp darts in it.
Yeah.
Well, is that illegal? Are you not allowed to?
Yeah.
They
cited him for the one that they caught up with him taking or possessing squirrels in closed season. It's a $50 fine and court costs.
I didn't know there was a squirrel season.
It's only legal. It's only legal to take rodents via legal firearms, traps, or by bow and arrow. So they're splitting hairs there.
You can fire a bow and arrow, but not a blow, yeah. A blow dart?
Right.
Doesn't the logic there seem a little bit flawed?
Or a handgun?
But I
guess the reason is because a blow dart isn't as efficient.
Yeah.
And it does exactly what he did. He injured them, and then they went off to die instead of just killing them humanely. But who the hell, I mean, Ace, we grew up hunting squirrels and stuff. Who the hell would hunt a squirrel with a bow and arrow?
I don't know.
That's crazy. You got to be good with a bow.
Like an amazing shot and way too much hassle.
I want a bow and arrow so bad.
Okay. Who is Arrow and why do you want to bone him? That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
She said in her little foreign accent.
We could probably work that out with her with a bow and arrow.
Oh, my God. You know how hard those things are to pull back? You got to be pretty strong to pull them back. Have you used a bow and arrow?
At the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, so it was like a...
No, they were real.
A little string tied to a boomerang.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. It was a real bow and arrow.
It was?
Yes.
Old school or one that you would use to hunt?
I think it was
today,
old school.
Like a compound bow is what they call it.
No, it wasn't a compound
bow. No, it was like the old school ones. But they were hard to pull back.
No.
I was pretty good at it.
How do you get to do that at the Renaissance Festival?
You pay.
Proudly, I've never been to the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, we should go. Just you and me. That's the way to do it. I said either we should go to the Renaissance Festival or we go to the flea market. It's just one of the two. We're just miserable, and we'll just kind of recap what we see.
Those are the two choices, flea market or Renaissance Festival.
Because he's never been, and I'm like, you got to experience it one time.
Can I just watch? Can I, like, follow you guys a little bit behind and watch?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's just misery.
Because
we don't need anybody doing that.
Yeah.
Come on, this is fun.
No, I wouldn't say anything. I promise. I'm just going to watch. I'm going to watch you guys watch the Renaissance Festival.
I actually wrote that down. I was like, we need to go to the Renaissance Festival.
Are they even doing those during the COVID?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, they didn't do it this past year.
Because I go to it every year, and I work with the radio station. They have me out there, and I always think, wow, This is amazing. I'm glad I can leave when I can, but it's fun for a while.
I love it so much. I mean, every year.
You can't even wrap your head around the people.
Oh,
I think
the best.
I can. It's even wilder than what I would imagine.
Beyond.
They're very good at staying in character.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, love that.
Adults in costume. I mean, it makes Comic-Con look like, you know, the country club.
And you get to throw tomatoes at this guy and he roasts you the whole time. So it's even that much more fun to throw tomatoes at his face.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where my son pulled the sword out of the guy's throat.
What?
Yeah, the sword swallower guy. He was like, I'm going to swallow this sword. He might want to pull it out.
You're going to swallow this sword.
Swallow. See, I was trying to think of things.
I'm going to swallow this sword. He swallowed it.
He was like, can I have a volunteer? And everybody else of the 150 or so people sitting there watching were sitting on their hands. And my then eight-year-old just shot to his feet. Like, oh, me. Like, he was the only person that they saw there. They were like, you, the kid in the green football jersey. He's like, see ya. And he runs up there, and the guy, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, please do not let this happen. And he put the whole, you know, the sword all the way down. Then he bends over, and they tell the kid, grab it with two hands and pull it out. And so as he does, the guy begins to back away, and Cade just pulls this, like, 3-foot-long sword out of the guy's throat or whatever. It's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, I don't like freak shows.
Well, that was just part of the Renaissance Fair. And that's like what that, I, like I was bummed, though, because when I finally went to watch the jousting and found out it's a show, it's not real jousting.
It's not real jousting. Yeah, that part is.
The whole thing, all day, it's a freak show.
Yeah. It's fun.
And the turkey leg, you go walk around eating a turkey leg. It's just a vibe.
You get a cold beer, you hang
drink
out.
Drink some mead.
Yeah, you get to shoot paintball guns at people and just have some stuff. It's fun.
Yeah. That does sound like something we would love. Really.
Yeah. I would love for just the two of y'all to go and record things.
Yeah. Do you wear a costume, Alexis?
No, I've never worn a costume. I've always wanted to, though. I'm too lazy. The last time I went to the Renaissance Festival was in a party bus, and it was so much fun.
I bet it was a good time, yeah.
Do they hand you a bunch of balls expecting you to be the juggler?
Yeah.
Walking around there?
No.
Just juggling.
Yeah. Literally be juggling one thing at a time. Boop.
Mead.
Mead. Yeah. Yeah, they have mead there. Feel like you're just right in the early, whatever time it is, 1700s. I don't know. It's fun.
People act like that. It's so worth it for the turkey legs. I like those smoked turkey legs, but I mean, damn.
Yeah, it's really good.
Go out in the country and spend a Saturday out there having, you know, people staying in character when I don't want them to be in character. That's what I always say about people's Halloween costumes. The costumes are cool, but you don't have to act them out. Acting them out is what gets on my nerves. When you're up on me acting out your costume.
Yeah. And it's not just the people that work there. It's the people that go there, they buy tickets and are in full character. And then eventually it becomes less about the Renaissance costumes and then more just what costume did you have in the closet? Like you'll see furries come in and fairies and
pirates.
Yeah. Like it just becomes this odd freak show of people. And it is just weird.
Because there is a huge, huge percentage of white people that love to put on costumes for any reason.
Yeah.
Most white women.
Yeah.
Would love putting on costumes for no reason. Just give me any reason to put on a costume. Yeah. And I'll, you know, let's go dressed as the characters from Grease.
I'll give you a reason.
Okay. But Ace, didn't you say it was a little more risque than you would imagine it being? Like they tell some risque jokes. I'm sure they're hilarious.
Yeah, there's some of the comedians tell some funny jokes and there's some pretty much dirty jokes, which kind of caught me off guard when I was the first time I went with my kids. It was like, oh, let's keep moving because they were smaller then, obviously. Hmm. And then we went back several years later. They were they were older and it was more appropriate. But
they do warn you though, I think.
Yeah, they had a warning.
Mm-hmm. It's funny.
The best part is having like the 16-year-old run up in your face dressed as like a court jester and then blow pixie dust like right in your face as you're just like waiting for a beer. Yeah! Like, welcome to the Renaissance. Oh my God.
Oh, you like they just do that Without your asking for it or volunteering for
you're
it?
You're part of the show.
Oh, once well, I'm not going to that.
Once you walk through those gates, you are now part of the show.
No, I'm not doing
I never had anybody do that to me.
I didn't have anybody do that to me. Yeah. I didn't see that.
The Tortuga Twins. I was trying to think of the name. They are funny. The Tortuga Twins.
Mm. Oh, they're a riot.
How long would we have to stay, Regis?
You do
to
a
get
lap.
The full experience.
You one do lap. A lap. You do a lap. And yeah. It's probably an hour.
Get your beer. Mm. Make a lap. Check out the shows. See what's happening.
You don't need to see the shows. Yeah, I mean, the jousting is, that's like the highlight. That's the big part, is that you go into this kind of arena thing and you watch the jousting and it's a whole show. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you realize it's not.
Yeah, I left early because I could beat the traffic. But it was like, oh, it was fun. Oh. If I didn't, as a show, fine. But, you know, I was looking for real jousting.
I could be there all day. I could be there all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't be there all day, but it's fun. I do enjoy it. It's fun.
I'm not a huge fan of walking and drinking.
Yeah.
You know, I would rather be.
Well, there are places to sit.
Or even just standing somewhere and drinking. Because I end up spilling it on myself trying to walk. And you know, I always do that at Epcot. Drink. You know, did y'all know that? At Epcot, I always end up spilling beer on myself.
Yeah.
Because nobody will slow down.
Hell
you
no.
Put a lid on it and then just drink it from with a straw.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know that they have regular domestics. I don't recall.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's all mead. Right, yeah.
No, they have like brewery beers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like, yeah.
Now we lost him.
He's definitely not going
definitely
now.
Definitely not going now.
No, we'll do it.
I love it.
So what about the flea market? I think I'd like a flea market better.
I thought that would be fun because, you know.
Just the sights.
The sights. I think you just kind of walk around. We comment on the things that we're saying, you know, and then recap on the show the next day. Because I haven't been to a flea market in a long time, but I think they're great.
Yeah, it's been a long time since.
Do they have them during COVID?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Rob's saying yes.
Oh, they do?
Oh, if anybody would know.
There's one in near Pineville, South Carolina line there.
The one on Webb Road, I know, we used to go to.
Oh, that's a huge one.
Yeah. And it's like legit flea market.
It's gigantic. My brother drives there. Yeah.
I've never been to a flea market here, but in LA they call them swap meets.
Yeah, I've been to a swap
meet. And I've been there, but it's essentially the same thing, isn't it?
The flea markets we have are indoor, and I don't know that
some of those are indoor.
They are, okay.
Yeah.
Dirt floor, you know.
But the swap meets that I went to in L.A. in 1989, I got some genuine Ray-Bans and Oakleys at the same place for $7, both paired.
Oh, combined,
yeah.
$7.
that was the real damn deal right there now. All right.
Lady wants to know, TJ, if you have to choose Renaissance Festival or Escape Room.
Oh,
Renaissance Festival, you're going to be there longer.
Yeah, I would go Renaissance Festival.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
because at least you're not enclosed.
I don't want to be locked up in anything and not being able to get out.
Yeah.
And I hate puzzles.
Yeah.
I would like to do an escape room.
In the Renaissance, we can have fun at the Renaissance Festival because it's a lot of sightseeing and it's fun. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun.
A puzzle.
I still don't want to do that.
I just always picture the escape room stinking.
Yeah. Well, they don't.
You know, because everybody's in there sweating and panicked.
Like it smells like a gym locker room. Ew.
Yeah.
Gross.
And you don't have to take your shoes off, I don't think. But I always imagine people doing it.
You're not supposed to.
Like you're coming in on the clean carpet. Don't track your shoes in here. Yeah, escape room just sounds. Basically, if we could just go down the list of things Rob likes to do.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Just do some of those things.
Renfest, escape room,
oh, I don't
flea
like
market.
You don't like the Renfest?
I didn't like the Renfest.
Comic-Con.
Yeah.
He said he liked the fact that they have broccoli cheddar soup in a bread bowl.
That bread bowl,
it was so good.
Everything and the meatballs in the bread bowl are so good.
Yeah, real Italians working at the Renfest.
You don't even want to look into the kitchen, though, when you're getting your food.
Meatballs and broccoli cheddar soup?
No, meatballs in a bread bowl.
Oh.
Not with broccoli cheddar soup.
It's just a meatball sauce?
It's just a bread bowl, and it has marinara sauce and meatballs in it. That's all.
Although, I honestly can't think of a type of soup that wouldn't be improved by adding meatballs.
True. I mean, I love meatballs.
I can't think of one. Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Chicken noodle soup would not be good with meatballs.
Hell yes, it would. You drop some meatballs in there. Absolutely.
Like the meatballs would get really soggy and gross.
No, not if you eat them.
Oh, meatballs. I thought you said meatballs.
I mean, think about
meatballs.
Say you had broccoli cheddar soup with a couple of meatballs added to it.
Yeah, better with soup with meatballs in it.
Drop meatballs in there.
Put meatballs in it.
Suddenly it's some kind of Irish soup.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Yeah, I'm gonna. IHOP bowls. New bowls. Let's look at that. Because I think we're just saying, oh, yeah, here, breakfast burritos and bowls.
Whoa.
So we were just talking about, I said I saw a commercial that IHOP has bowls now. Spicy poblano fajita bowl.
Fajita.
I bet that's good at IHOP. That's their specialty, by the way.
The fajita bowl.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Now, Ace, you would like this one. It looks like it's got bacon, cheese, hash browns, eggs.
Yes.
Sounds delicious.
But I don't want to mess with the breakfast bowl. I want the full-on Mexican bowl, like for lunch or something. That's what I think is probably going to be delicious.
Yeah.
You know, IHOP getting back to their roots.
A little south of the border flavor. Finally. Yeah, I don't know if I'm into that. KFC had the bowls for a long time. And everybody swears they're so good.
They are really good.
Yeah.
It has mashed potatoes, corn, cheese, and then the chicken bites. Mm. Gravy.
Gravy on it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be high.
No, it's good regular.
But it's better. If
yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, what isn't better when you're high?
Yeah, church, like you were saying.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm talking about food, though. Okay.
Someone's baptism. Probably not as good when you're high.
Sorry, I'm having to respond to my daughter. She's wanting me to get her the answers to these interview questions that she's doing for a school project. She just sent them to me yesterday late. It's not even like most things where I forgot about it already.
Yeah. Chill out. When's
what does she expect?
Yeah. When is it due?
The rough draft is due tomorrow.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, she forgot.
I can
she forgot. I didn't.
Oh, well. That's on her. That's on her then.
Where'd she get that from?
Yeah, she's usually the opposite of that. The boy one is like I am when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Apple does. Apple tree.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think every restaurant now is going to have a bowl. Yeah. They're doing it. All okay. of them got a bowl.
Yeah. Everybody's doing the bowl.
Red mm-hmm. bowl?
Sure.
Them Asians is the ones that started that.
Yeah.
Oh, a tuna poke bowl? Mm.
Oh, a tuna poke bowl? Mm.
Poke bowl. My wife loves it. She's like, yeah, I think I'm going to do those bowls tonight. You want those bowls that I do? Yeah, but I want instead of the bowl, I want it in a giant tortilla, and we'll call it a burrito. How about that?
It's so good. Just, it needs a tortilla. Yeah, I guess if you're watching your figure, it's a better idea.
But that's just expensive, like, especially the Asian bowls. Like, if you go to one of the places that's all they do, it's like a cafeteria where you go through there. Have y'all seen those?
Yeah.
Do y'all get those fancy things here in the city?
A cafeteria?
No.
Like a build your own Asian bowl.
Yeah, where you walk through the line like a savage.
Yeah.
You don't go and sit down and they have a wait staff come get you.
I love that expression. Yeah. Where you walk through the line like a savage.
Like you're at a soup kitchen or something.
Yeah.
Like you're down on your luck.
Yeah.
And you have to go through there and, please, could I have one more shrimp, man? I'm so very hungry. Yeah. Next.
Bring on the cattle.
Anyway, we've got one of those places, or two of those places up in the suburban area where I live. And it's expensive.
Yeah.
What, are they to charge you by the weight of it or something?
Probably.
Like you're getting yogurt?
Yeah. I mean, that's what they used to do when they had the salad bar inside the grocery store. They would charge you by the weight. Yeah.
Do you go to that place, Ace?
Which place?
You and your wife at that Asian bowl place that's up there by, you know, where Lowe's Home Improvement is at that shopping center across the street.
I've never been in there. I mean, I've been there once a long time ago, but I don't know.
Yeah, you would like it.
I probably would.
Because you're gay.
I hear good things. No.
Stupid. Oh, God.
Because gay.
That's right. That's my cuz.
These guys.
It'll make you self-conscious, though. If you're at Chipotle and you're in line and there's a lot of people around, everybody's getting a bowl. I never get the bowl at Chipotle. I always get the burrito because I like it.
I never get the burrito because I like it. It's easier to eat the bowl.
But if everybody's getting a bowl and I'm like the fat ass that's like, put it in a damn tortilla. But it's like always.
I actually like Chipotle's burritos.
They're super good.
I've recently tried one.
And you go in there and order?
No. My daughter orders it on an app and then goes and picks it up and brings it to me.
Yeah, he's not going in because you'd have to walk through that.
Walk through,
that,
look up at the menu.
What did you call that line a minute ago?
Savage line.
It's savage, yeah.
Caveman.
Walk through the line like a savage.
No wait staff there to take your order, wait on you hand and foot. Yeah.
Mm. You remember that day, Riggins, you were taking me to that new burger place and we walked in and I looked at it and I said, oh, wait a minute. They don't have a wait staff. We got to order at the counter. You remember that? It was over by your old apartment. And we went in there. And then that's when we ended up at the little deli place.
Oh, yeah.
After that.
Because you wouldn't go to that. You wouldn't order from the counter at the burger place?
It was really busy in there. And so I didn't want to stand in line.
What if it was going to be the best burger you ever had in your entire life?
I would never know.
Never find out.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I don't refuse to eat at any place like that because sometimes, you know, I'm with other people and you know how I am. I'm easy come, easy go, whatever. And in Nashville, when we go visit our daughter, there's a barbecue place there called the Peg Leg Porker. And my son loves it. And you have to go order at the stinking counter and then go sit down and wait on your number to be called.
Stinking counter.
Yeah. You might as well just start screaming, Suey! I'm sorry. I thought we were in a civilized society. I thought this was a civil society.
Waiting
to go up there and...
You're going to miss out on so much good food.
Could I have some more napkins, please?
Yeah.
Like ordering at the Soup Nazi on Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Take two steps back from the counter when you order. I like the barbecued brisket platter. Two steps back. Lean back in. I mean, what am I doing here? No napkins that actually... would get lint on you if you were wearing a different color than the napkins.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You just put a roll of paper towels on the table.
Yeah.
It's good though, right?
The food is,
yeah.
Yes, but it would be so much better if it were an experience, more of what I'm used to. No, I don't even have, look, I like those kinds of places. I'm being silly about that, but I would rather there be some, you know, redneck woman or guy come over. Would it be, hon? You know, that it doesn't have to be fancy.
Yeah.
But if I'm going out to eat and it's not fast food, I want it to be sit at the table, because there's a certain, to me, I love eating out so much that it's an excitement, a little bit of an excitement that builds up when you sit down at your table and there's nothing there and you're waiting on the person to come over and then take your order. It's like, oh, hey, how are you? Yeah, I have a Miller Lite and water, and what do they want? You want appetizers? I mean, it's an excitement. It's rather than just standing in line going, leaning back to the person you're with and going, what you get? I don't know yet. Let me see. Now, does that, and you're pointing up at the menu. Does that come with fries? Or it's just like, well, it reminds me of school.
Yeah, it is like,
you know, school. It's not exciting. It's not. So it doesn't matter what kind of a restaurant it is. It can be like the most down-home, countryest. I mean, you know, I'm from Louisiana, so it doesn't even have to be clean. But if they got somebody that comes by there and does the whole process of being out to eat, you know, that's what I want.
It's funny that you say the excitement of being at the table and it's clean and there's nothing there. Because to me, when I was a server, that gave me anxiety when a new table sat down. Like, oh, I got to get to that table. They just sat down. I have these other tables I'm taking care of. But for the person dining, it isn't exciting.
Yeah. It's just something special.
Yeah.
No matter what, when you go out to eat, it's something special is happening. Yeah, unless you're like our friends Michael and Jenny and they eat out every meal. Then the thing that's special that's happening is somebody walking in that you know, you can break the conversation with each other for 5 seconds. But yeah, y'all don't feel that at a restaurant when you're
sitting
there? Of
course. Yeah, and Alexis, you should understand that.
Oh, I do completely understand
how,
that.
How service and good service can really elevate.
Oh, it makes your experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, definitely. This place over here, Riggins, that we left that day when I saw that they were order at the counter.
Yeah.
It was full of a bunch of yuppie assholes.
Oh, of course. Well, any place around here is filled with yuppies.
Yeah. Yuppies.
It's true.
You know, trying to eat a burger but having to take their tie and tuck it into their shirt, stuff like that.
Yeah, you look like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I do love a good burger, though.
Mm. Light brown shoes. You know the types.
You know the
light brown dress shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't want to eat with those assholes.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Hey, other than Alexis's home dish of papooses, can y'all think of any other food that sounds sexual? Papooses. Papoosa.
A meat pie?
Tube steak. That's
tube
always a good one.
Tube steak. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah. Is that a real food?
I don't know.
I'm looking that
tube
up.
Tube steak? Yeah.
Tube steak?
Yeah.
I don't know if it is or not. I just know the ZZ Top song.
It's a hot dog?
Doing the tube steak boogie.
I don't know, but I'm going to start calling hot dogs tube steaks.
That's what it says.
We all eat tube steaks?
Wieners is a...
Yeah, wieners.
Wieners. I hate that word. Wieners.
So, yeah, this thing my daughter's using me for a school project in college, I'm going to make sure and say, well, today we had a discussion about foods that sound sexual, and we debated as to whether or not tube steak is actually a dish.
I think it is.
That's the kind of stuff we do.
Maybe like the filet, you know, if you buy the filet and a big loin, like the meat, yeah, whatever that is, that'd be like a tube steak.
God, okay, I found a thing online that says dirty sounding food products, but these are actually the names of the products from around the world are dirty. Like there's a bean company that's called, it's probably pronounced differently, but it's spelled S-H-I-T-T-O, Shitto.
Shitto.
Yeah.
Shitto bean. Shitto bean.
Shitto. This is from, I'm not sure if it's Korea, China, whatever, but it's called, but when it converts to English, reads frozen rape leaf.
What?
Rape is the plant they're talking about. A product from Peru called mango, that is some type of fruit.
Ugh. Yummy.
Gross.
Pet sweat water, again, from a Korea, China, not sure. What? I'm looking at the writing on the side of the product, and you can tell it's either Chinese or Korean. I don't know which, but it's also converted to English on there.
Okay, well, I'm just glad you weren't going by the model.
Yeah.
The spokesperson. Yeah. He looks...
there's something called... I'm going to skip that one. Soup for sluts.
What?
Yeah, again, converting it from English. Or to English, rather.
Slut soup.
You know, kielbasa translates to shithead.
China.
Korea.
Name a food that sounds dirty but isn't. I'm trying to look and see. This is, some of these are just stupid.
It's what Alexis had for dinner last night. Slut soup.
Slut soup. I love me a good bowl of slut soup.
Yeah. Why don't you just shut up and eat your slut soup?
I can't wait to use that next time I see somebody eat some soup.
What you having? Slut soup? Drink up.
Oh, you are what you eat, huh? Mm-hmm.
You seem like you've devoured the slut soup today.
Slut soup with some meatballs in it.
This slut soup with meatballs in it.
Here's a list of some general food terms that sound dirty but aren't, like lady fingers. I bet she does.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Frosting a cake. So these are really great. Yeah. I've skipped a few of them. Yeah. pulled pork.
That's a good one.
Spotted dick. It's a steamed pudding of currants, custard, and brown sugar.
Currants?
That's English.
Is that the word? Currants?
Currants.
Currants. C-U-R-A-N-T-S. Currants.
Black currant. Blackberry currant.
I don't know what the hell currant is. What is a currant?
It's like a apricot.
Where you been, Riggins? We've been out here working. You've been in there pulling your pork. Just standing around pulling your pork all day, not getting a damn thing done.
Sounds so horrible.
It was.
Pulling your pork.
Back there pounding the pudding.
It was yesterday.
Nice. That's cool. Vibes.
Yeah, you were out drinking tequila and eating pupusas out of a taco truck, and he was... pulling the pork.
Pulling the pork.
In this big city high rise.
Windows open.
Oh, nice. Get a little breeze.
Yeah. What? Oh, it was a vibe. I got to have one of these pupusas.
Yeah.
But it seems like it'd be hard to eat, though.
No. It's easy. Handheld. All contained.
Oh, but I thought it was open.
No, it's closed.
Yeah, it's closed.
Oh, it is closed. Like when crimped. You said flat, it's like a meat pie then.
It's like your meat pie.
Okay. It's kind of an empanada.
Yeah.
But not 6 in 1, half a dozen in the other.
That's right.
Yeah. You got 2 in a bush.
Baker's dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, God.
I get it. Well, why can't you make those? If it's in your blood, Alexis.
I haven't learned how to do it. It's a lot of work.
Do you have to learn?
Yeah.
I thought it would just come natural to you since it's your native...
food of my people.
Your native delicacy.
It's a national dish. I wonder if it is the national dish. It should be. It's not. It is?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought that's something you would have already learned how to do as a kid growing up with your mom or something.
Yeah. Turned your back on your people.
My mom just learned how to make these like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So
really?
Yeah.
So how good is your Spanish? But to us, it sounds like you're speaking perfect Spanish whenever you speak Spanish. But to somebody whose first language is Spanish or maybe a Spanish teacher, how good would your Spanish be?
I have an accent. So that's number one. That's the first thing that they'll say. And it's good, but I have to think about what I'm trying to translate. And I get caught up on that because I don't know all the words.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I sound stupid when I talk Spanish to someone that's fluent and that only speaks Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always struggling to find words.
Right. So it's kind of like I am singing the song La Bamba.
Yeah.
You're my soy marinero. I don't know what that just sounds like what he's singing in that. So I've always done it. People have been very impressed.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. You're just spitting it out and we don't know any better. So if you were in El Salvador, people would say, listen, this dumbass.
Yeah.
What is she saying?
She really can't catch a break. She goes there, she sounds like an idiot. She comes here, she sounds like speaking English.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Because you do have to practice. Keep practice with it. Your mom get on you about that? Is that turning your back on your heritage?
No, because my mom, we spoke in English all the time growing up. So if we turned her back, it would be her fault. But
she speaks Spanish more than you. Or it's your grandmother that says you need to be speaking Spanish more.
Yeah, and when I used to go to church, we went to a Spanish church, so that helped out a lot. Yeah.
Helped you ignore what was being said? You're like, I don't understand.
I had to.
Well, you know, El Diablo means the same thing in English. <That's right. laughs> You need to avoid him.
That's exactly right.
El Diablo, malo, okay? Yeah. I need to start watching TV in Spanish.
I'm sorry. It looks like Joe Biden's, he's wearing a big turtleneck or a scarf or something. Or he's got his jacket collar pulled up and he's wearing a mask with it. It looked like he had turned and started wearing a COVID mask that looked like a feed bag.
Just big.
Like Andy Reid's.
Yeah.
The coach of the Chiefs. You know, he's got a sandwich in there. That big old ass mask that he's in.
Gilberto, who listens every day to Share Funny, just DM'd us and said, from my point of view, 1 to 10, I'd say solid 4, LOL.
Her Spanish?
Yeah. But a solid 4. But the way Riggins makes it sound, you either got 2 choices,
he
broken
says,
Spanish or broken
way.
English.
I got news for you. Your English ain't that great either. No, her English is fine.
Gilberto.
I haven't heard her really speak at length in Spanish. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Yeah, I struggle with it.
Oh.
It's all right. That's my own fault. I should be, like, watching Spanish TV or reading Spanish books, and I don't.
So didn't the company hire you to do their ads in Spanish when you first started in the radio? Wasn't somebody wanting you to do their ads all in Spanish?
Yeah, they did want, yeah. We had talked about it. Yeah. And I did a video in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why?
No, I was just wondering because I was thinking they wouldn't be trying to get you to do their commercials in Spanish if you weren't good at speaking Spanish.
If I have a script, I can read it and I can make it my own. It's talking to someone and trying to translate in my head because I think in English, I dream in English. My mom dreams and thinks in English and Spanish. I don't. It's just English.
I didn't even think about that.
Dreaming in another language?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm constantly having to translate it in my head and then say, and sometimes some of the words I don't know.
So you only dream in English?
Only in English.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because that's what you use the vast majority of the time is English.
Right? Yeah.
Hmm. All my wet dreams are in Spanish.
My daydreams are. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, problem is I've been daydreaming night dreams. You got me daydreaming night dreams. It's in a country song.
Oh. Romantic.
Hola. Well, you know, we don't know that Gilberto's Spanish is worth a damn.
Yeah.
Because we were going to get him on the show one day about something, and he wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. So don't be talking about me, mm-hmm. Gilberto.
He probably talks like Tom Brady.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. He's going to be cracking on your Spanish. Your Espanol.
My brother's Spanish is like so bad, so at least I feel good about that. That I can speak Spanish more than him.
Have you ever got in a position to where you tried to speak Spanish and realized quickly, like, oh, I've been over my head now. This is not good.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I can carry a conversation. It's just that sometimes I'm going to have to pause and think. And, or I'll ask the person, too, like, how do you say this in Spanish?
¿Cómo se dice?
Weed.
Mota.
I know that.
Mota, right?
Yeah. They have a lot of different names.
What is it? Mota.
Mota. Mota. Say in high school.
And you always hold your
That's how
your
we had a kid named Wilfredo. He was star of the soccer team. Not that it matters. But he'd always make comments about Mota. Mota. He was the star, though.
Yeah.
Made everybody else look terrible. It was in his blood.
I know. I always thought I should try soccer. What if I was really good at it?
Yeah.
You don't have to be tall to play soccer.
You have to be able to run fast. Like one of your steps would be like three of somebody else's. Yeah.
It's so small.
Yeah. You would burn an ass load of calories, though. Look at it that way.
They would be on the other side, and I would still be on the
side. Wait for me.
Wait, guys.
Wait a minute.
I'm coming.
Don't score.
You know the way soccer works. About the time you got there, it would go back the other way. You're like, shh.
I got to run back this way.
You know you wouldn't be the goalie.
No.
With my dinosaur arms. Yeah, it would
say, just pretty much aim it anywhere. She can't reach it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you don't accidentally hit her, you're okay.
Yeah.
Well, but my little friend Jenny was a soccer star, and she's short.
Was she really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, All-American.
But she's very athletic and fast and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's athletic, but I mean, she seems like she would be very fast.
Yeah, she is. And can take a punch or an elbow.
Not shocked by that news.
Yeah. Probably throw one, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think her mom says she got more penalties than the rest of the girls.
Again, she would. Yeah, I love that.
Not a shocker.
I love that.
Yeah. What if? What if you would have been a great soccer star and now the day has passed you by?
Why? Because I'm old?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't try?
Damn. Yeah, please try. we want to watch it. That'd be awesome.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
Man, I hate wearing that mask around the halls here. We're basically the only ones in the building. We gotta put on a mask for show.
Everybody, keep your mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now we have to wear them in the building all the time as more people are coming back to work. Yet
nobody's coming back to work. No damn body here.
Yeah, so I don't know how that works, but I saw it the other day. Everybody's now got to wear a mask in the hallways, but there aren't more people here.
The dumb shit. You say somebody in here yesterday had two masks on, doing the double mask
yes,
thing?
Yes, yeah. There was a lady in here yesterday that had, was double masked.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Now he's looking, and she pointed wonder
out,
if...
Huh? I'm sorry, she pointed out that she'd been double masking since before they ever started talking about double masking.
But
there were two women in here. One of them, as she put it, I was practically raised by TJ, so I had been masking the whole thing. I've been trying to go out on dates and all kinds of stuff. The other girl was like, I was double masking since the moment they said wear a mask, and she went 5 months without seeing another human outside of her home, that kind of thing.
And that's what I was wondering, if she's doing that because she's so afraid or because she's been convinced that she will kill somebody if she gives them the coronavirus.
I don't know.
That's how they get you have gotten people with the mask concept, is that it's not to protect you, it's to protect others. And if you don't comply, you're a selfish jerk and you want people to die. That's how they guilt people into falling for all of it. Well, you know, and that's why people go off on somebody else for not wearing a mask, because you're being selfish. You're not doing your part to save the community. But two masks.
Yeah. And then they had that thing out today that said, don't, if you're wearing the N95 or the KN95 mask, don't double mask, because your mask is enough. Those are specialized, and it will cover up how you would breathe. Mm-hmm. And they also pointed out that if you're wearing two surgical masks, that's not good either. That's going to cause a problem. So you either have to wear two cloth masks or a surgical mask and a cloth mask. I don't see that many people double masking, to be honest with you. And I wear my mask everywhere I go and in the store and all that. I just don't see people doing the two mask thing.
You know what I don't see anymore?
What?
Which is shocking. How all of a sudden there are no more daily counts of people who have died of COVID and all over the news. Like how many more deaths and how many more cases rose overnight and things like that. So that's a good sign.
Yeah,
that things must be getting so much better. But I'm saying, though, it's going to end up creating a whole generation of people with screwed up ears.
Because they're all pulled out.
Yeah, you start putting on too many masks, and the you're going to be walking around. Everybody's going to look like a taxi cab with the doors open. Big old ass ears sticking out.
No, I didn't even think about that.
And then you see the people who do the twist,
yeah,
and then put it behind their ear. What is that for? Because the mask's too big?
Yeah, I think to make it more secure around your face.
Mm.
If you got a tiny face.
Which I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
Have a tiny face.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, it seems like that would hurt.
Yeah.
Oops. Mm-hmm.
Oh, crisscross applesauce.
Is that better, Riggins?
No, not at all. Did
it? Yeah, that seems more uncomfortable.
Yeah, I just feel like there's more pressure on my ear, on the back of my ear.
That's what I'm saying. That's what the problem is going to be. We're going to be a society of messed up ears.
Yeah.
Well, I saw yesterday the president did a town hall with CNN, and he said by June, everybody who wants a vaccination will have had one by the end of July, and that as a nation we'll be back to normal by next Christmas.
I don't think so. I don't think we're ever going to be back to normal, because, you know, and I said this at the time, once government seizes power over us in some way and takes away some of our liberty, they don't give it back.
Yeah.
So they're going to be mandated masks. They're going to be businesses that can't operate the way they want to operate. And there will always be that because they don't just, I mean, they seize opportunities to take power away from us and liberty away from us. So why would they give it back? Once they get a little opening to be able to do it, they're not going to give it back.
I agree.
We got to take it back.
Are we starting a revolution on Chair Funny?
We're on a revolution. Yeah, so I don't know. I think that I want to make out with somebody wearing a mask because that wouldn't be cheating. If you're both wearing masks yes. and you kiss, that's not cheating.
Good point.
What about one? It's like a dental dam.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had a boyfriend, Alexis, and you found out that he touched his masked face to another girl's masked face, would you be as upset as if he really kissed her with no mask on?
No, I wouldn't. I'd be upset that he's an idiot.
But I mean,
like,
Riggins just poked a hole in his mask.
On the fiber.
Like, what are you doing, kissing with masks and another mask? Like, what?
I'm just saying, if you look at it as infidelity, would it count if you're not even touching skin to skin?
Of course it does. Silly.
It does?
Yes.
I would kiss you mask to mask, Riggins.
Yeah, I'd kiss you too, but I don't think Jody's worried that we're going to start some sort of weird affair.
But I'm saying it wouldn't even count as a real kiss is what I'm saying if we mask to mask kissed.
No need to even admit it then.
Exactly.
No need to even feel guilty about it. Is what I'm hearing.
Alexis would probably be like, I hope you got COVID.
Yeah. Yep.
That the end of the relationship automatically with you?
If he kissed someone?
No, I was going to say he kisses another woman. He's like, oh man, I'm sorry. We've been having problems. Like, I was drunk.
See, the way my anger set that. Up. I would need to take some alone time.
The way my anger is set up.
The way my anger
like it's a computer
is.
Program.
Yeah.
It is. I got to control it.
Are you from the anger from software. The school of, now I'm going out and getting even.
No,
now I'm
going to
go out and make out with some dude.
No.
That's good.
I would never
because
that
never helps anything.
Never at all. And you're doing it for just a stupid reason. You don't, you're going to feel bad about it after. Well, maybe you might feel bad about it. I don't know. Depends on the type of person you are.
Yeah. You would go French kiss a guy's butt.
Ugh.
Oh, this is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.